Hey, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about live streaming and going live on either Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch. A lot of people are trying different things, TikTok. So the big thing to talk about this morning is that Instagram has now turned their Instagram Live time limit. They've extended it to a longer time frame, up to 4 hours. So you could actually broadcast live up to 4 hours, which I mean is pretty big for them because they had time limits all before that. So today we want to talk about what this really means for your content strategy, who's going to be using live and on the different platforms. I mean, we're leading in talking about Instagram because a lot of people are definitely using the platform for Instagram. A lot of brands are using that. So if we start looking at the live streaming statistics and what has happened over the last 6 or 9 months, live streaming video, the market has grown, you know, like overnight. And by 2021, there's a huge estimate of the market growing from a monetary standpoint, but also from a broadcast standpoint. And a lot of research has been showing that internet audiences are viewing more live content than ever before. And so if we look at like from 2016 all the way to 2021, I mean, it's increased almost like 80%. That's huge. 36% of internet users watch live video. And that's also a large amount of people because, you know, I don't think live video was really something was available for a lot of people. We would go to YouTube, you'd go to your long form content, anything like that. But we're seeing all of the social media platforms really shift to video. We're seeing Instagram shifted to Reels, even though Insta Stories is there with the highlights, with IGTV for longer form content. But it's really pushing in this, you know, vibe of really consuming more videos. And so if you look at something like comparatively to Facebook, you know, Facebook live videos are watched 3 times more or longer than videos that aren't live. So what is that really saying about what is appealing to, let's say, human behavior? And so just kind of going back to your content strategy and what this really means. So if we look at specifically Instagram extending the length of the time frame for Instagram live broadcast, what they're also doing is they're adding a live stream archive, which is really great. And I think that only goes for up to 30 days. But it's great because you can download it, you can save it. I'm going to try it myself because, I mean, all of the kind of influence is pushing towards live video. So perhaps there's probably more reach inside of that because from a behavioral standpoint, it looks like based on the research, they're seeing that people tend to click on something, let's say like on Facebook, you know, if you look at these watch parties and things, people tend to think that those are going on live, and for some reason, we want to look at them. We want to watch them. So I'm sure there's going to be more research out there, but what this does for a content strategy standpoint, it also enables, let's say, different types of businesses to really extend the access. So like, I think Instagram is just easy to use. You know, another platform that's really easy to use is TikTok. And the reason why I think they're so popular is the accessibility. And, you know, I love YouTube, but I think YouTube's a little bit harder to kind of access. You have to do your video, then upload it, then add your tag, then add your description. I mean, you're doing those same types of actions, but it's definitely different from an accessibility standpoint. And that means from the apps that live on your phone, to depending on how you're doing it from your desktop. But the people that could be affected by this are perhaps educators. So if we look at educators who are using or had to pivot to virtual classes, musicians, artists, you know, not-for-profits, anyone who's doing like fundraising from a virtual perspective, a lot of the shift inside of your content strategy really could benefit from the fact that you now have increased time. And it also depends like where your audience is. You know, I know with Facebook does these events. Now you can create events where you have live events. It's almost like your virtual conference online, which is also amazing. I mean, the shift in the pivot to online and digital has been just one massive fast forward. So this is groundbreaking because it means that we're going to see, moving into 2021, it's going to be more about long form or live content, and it really would be able to benefit, I think, any brand, any business, because you're taking that live content, and if you save the content, you can repurpose your content. And you know, if you look at all of the experts online, all of the experts out in the business, they all talk about repurposing. And I'm also the expert, and I'm gonna just give it that support, because you don't have to recreate the wheel 50 times for different content. What you do is take the great content you made at the get-go, and that might be that live, that Instagram live, the Facebook live, and you're going to take the content, you're going to be able to cut it up, put it in different places. And sometimes you have to have a strategy for cutting your content onto different platforms for different ratios. I did mention that on my last podcast, and we talked about ratios, because you have to do sizing, you have to do complete thoughts. And a lot of times, anyone who shoots video or someone who goes in and shoots something, this just goes to show somebody's lack of knowledge inside of digital media and how that works. But you have to cut for each platform, so you can't just like pluck and drop it into these different areas. But it is a benefit. It is something that could really turn into another element or another feature. So let's stand by, because I think 2021, we're going to see a ton of exciting things coming out of marketing technology. And that means social media. You know, social media is not this extra piece anymore. Social media is the core part of marketing, and marketing is traditional. There's marketing communications, marketing PR. There are all these pieces, but social media is now the core piece in all of those areas. And I think it's really important to stay ahead of the trends and stay ahead of the technology, or stay with the technology and utilize it. You have to really experiment in certain moments and see how it works for your brand, for your service, for your product, for your messaging. But at the same time, using it could open up the door to something else, or could open up the door to success for you online. So that's today's news. Instagram extending the length limit for Instagram live broadcast and adding the live stream archive. And we're talking about how that's going to shift your content strategy. If you have any thoughts, questions, or feedback, send me an email, margaret@margaretfontana.com. Also, please leave me a review on iTunes. It helps to shift us up into the algorithms for iTunes, so we can serve up the podcast to more people. And please subscribe. And thank you so much.